I'm still a human. I'm still a human. Those were the words of Angel Reese, LSU basketball player, after their loss to Iowa, just as she broke down and reflected on everything she's had to deal with since she won the championship, her team won the championship last year, talking about the over-sexualization, just the sexualization in general, the racism, the death threats, all of these different things, just trying to be herself. And really, at the end of the day, it's really a shame on America the way we've treated these players, these LSU players who just dare to be great and just dare to be themselves. I applaud Coach Mulkey for calling out the LA Times piece, but there was another point that she didn't call out in terms of what Ben Bolt did as it relates to talking about these women. Yes, number one, talking about this battle of good versus evil. And let's be clear, we're talking about UCLA, a team that has, you know, more white players on its team than LSU, which is black players. And every time in this country, when it comes down to these types of matchups, going way back to Jack Johnson and boxing and the Great White Hope, we make these racial things out of things that don't need to be racialized. And we could talk about that. We can talk about Joe Lewis. We can talk about, you know, going up to basketball, the NBA, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. You know, people want to keep making these great white hypes and these great white hopes. And, you know, this has nothing to do with the greatness of Angel Reese. It has nothing to do with the greatness of Caitlin Clark. It has nothing to do with that. You know, they're just out there trying to do their thing, be the best that they can be. And Angel Reese said people ask her about Magic and Larry all of the time. And she's like, I don't know anything about that. It's like 40 years ago, right? But the fact of the matter is, you know, when we talk about this good versus evil, I remember when it was Carolina, you know, the Panthers versus the Patriots and, you know, the NFL and Cam Newton, the black quarterback, and people try to make it look like, you know, Patriots versus Black Panthers. And, you know, why do we keep doing this? And why do we keep putting it on our children? And yes, I know that these basketball players, they're young adults. I get that. But look, I teach college students this same age. And college students in the classroom refer to themselves as kids. These are still our kids. Yeah, they're not 13, 14, 15 years old, but these are our children in this country. And we tell these children to work hard, do your best, go to school, don't be out on the streets, not with the drugs and all of this other type of stuff. And these young women are doing their thing, and this is what we do to them. So as Coach Mulkey said, I took her advice and I looked up dirty debutantes. I thought a dirty debutante was some like beauty pageant contestant that fell in the mud and got dirty. Like, that's just where I was at. So, you know, I'm like, all right, yeah, you know, the whole thing about dirty is not cool. You know, shouldn't have said that, but I'm like, okay, well, what's a dirty debutante? So I look it up. Now, what you're about to see, I got my filter on, my safety filter on. And so this is what we're seeing when we talk about dirty debutantes. These are images. Let me bring it back up again. You know, these are images that are blanked out because of the safety protocol features. You know, my son grabs my phone, he's 9 or something like that. So they don't see that. Dirty debutantes are women who are involved in the porn industry in some way, shape, or form. So this guy refers to them as porn actors. And how do you do that to our children, to our young women, and just get away with that? How does the LA Times let that happen? These are this editorial board. These things have to go 2-3 levels up. Well, hey, we're talking about young black women. It doesn't really matter. Say what you want. Hey, Don Imus. You know, talked about, Rutgers players as nappy-headed hoes, you know, back in, what, 2007 or something to that effect. You know, said it on television, no problem, hardcore hoes. Like, what makes us want to do that? What makes us want to do that? And, yeah, so that was, you know, talking about them as dirty. It's racist, and, yes, it's sexist with the debutante language as well. But it's also, as Mulkey said, you know, this idea of the milk and cookies idea of this is what women should be doing, you know, this prim and proper, you know, thing that these young girls should be doing. But Ben Bolt also said something that I haven't seen get a lot of attention in a lot of the critique of his article, which the LA Times edited after the fact. He referred to, I don't know enough about college basketball at all, male or female, to, you know, go deep into names and stuff. But he also referred to some athlete as a tender athlete, some tender athlete on the verge of something like In all of my years of watching sports, I've never heard an athlete, be referred, male or female, young, old, middle, whatever their career, be referred to as tender. There was something very perverted about that article, which bears a lot of attention, which bears more attention. And I don't know if that author, that writer should be there with views like this. But coming back to the greater point here, when are we going to stand up for our youth? When are we going to stand up for our young people who are just out there doing their best? When are we going to call out the ignorance and the racism? Like Malky called out the sexism, but not the racism. I applaud the white player on LSU, Van Lift, you know, who called out the racism she sees as a white woman playing next to black players, and how when she does something or Caitlin Clark does something, you know, in terms of trash talking or whatever, it's met with more vitriol for the black players than the white players. And so we're already indoctrinating these young people into what it means to be, what, a black athlete versus a white athlete. And it's like Angel Reese said, it's like all of these athletes will say, no excuses. But as Van Lift said, it sucks to read that article, you know, right before the game. And she wished that she hadn't seen it, wished she hadn't read it, have to play in their heads. And so, yeah, you can play injuries, you can play with all these other types of things. But what about when you're playing with, you know, in your head, with the psyche in your head, what you have to deal with Americans calling you porn actors, calling you ghetto, calling you hood, you know, giving you death threats, calling you dirty. That's not part of the game. That's not critique. And even if, because this is LA Times and it's UCLA, and of course LA Times is going to rock with UCLA, like even if they just left it as the good guys versus the villains, that would still not be cool, but it would be understandable from an LA paper talking about their opponent. But I still won't want that to happen, but they still took it too far. They still went too far. When are we going to protect our young people? When are we going to have the same type of standards for our players, regardless of their race? Because I can guarantee that, you know, Caitlin Clark doesn't have to deal with threats coming from black people or supporters of Angel Reese and LSU and black players. Doesn't have to worry about the death threats and all those other types of things. And she should not have to. Like Van Lith, however, I wish she would speak up against some of these things because, you know, she's the most recognized player, one of the most recognized players of any sport in the country right now. And with that comes a platform. But just like with Tom Brady and just like with others, we don't demand that of them. And I think that that's also a problem. When we talk about being upstanders versus bystanders, if we want to stop this, everybody has to speak up. And it would be great if Reese and Juju and Clark and all of these incredible players could just go out, do their thing, talk their trash to each other, win the games, win their championships, and keep it stepping. But we haven't allowed them to be able to do that. Angel Reese said, I don't even hate Caitlin Clark. I've been playing against her since high school. But if I see her on the street, it's like, what's up? How you doing? You know, it's like, they just want to do their thing. Can we let our young people be young people? Can we not burden them with all of the racism and hate from our years past? Can we not try to turn people into ghettos, this and you know, white hope, that, this, that? If we're going to move forward, we all have to do better. We all have to do better. We can critique people's game. We can critique, you know, styles and so on and so forth. But these women had no right. And I say we, I just mean as a society. We should be ashamed of ourselves because of how and the ways in which we demean them. But I think many people were happy to see Angel cry. Now, look, crying tears of loss, that happens. We all expect that. You compete at such a high level. But I think there were people were very happy to see her break down, talking about how all of this stuff had got to her. And that she just wants to be looked at as a human. But I appreciate you, Angel, for saying that you're not going to change. You're going to keep doing yourself. You're going to keep trying to inspire, you know, young black girls, you know, to be themselves. And that's why so many of us rock with you. None of our youth deserve what we're doing to them in this game. And I hope that that LA Times hit piece, that LA Times ridiculous, sexist, racist, borderline, not even borderline, perverse article, in the way that these women were characterized, I hope that we can use this as a learning lesson and that we can really kind of get back to our common humanity. Because like Angel Reese said, she's still a human. And none of our athletes deserve that. And, with the coaches, Stacey, and whoever, they talk about what they go through and it's wrong and it's disrespectful. But particularly when we're putting it on our young people, we should have a little bit more respect. And so really at the end of the day, I congratulate all of these players for doing their best, but I'm embarrassed for what our country is still doing and what we're trying to put on another generation of athletes, just trying to live their best lives, just trying to respect the game, and just trying to get out there and do what they do best. What are we going to do best for them, America?
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.